Kumuewa tēnei, and this is your Wātea News. Media and Communications Minister Paul Goldsmith says the government will process with an amended version of a bill aimed at getting social media companies to pay for content from New Zealand news organisations. Former Minister Melissa Lee had opposed the Fair Digital News Bargaining Bill, which was introduced by Labour. Mr Goldsmith says he will redesign the bill to align more closely with the Australian Digital Bargaining Code. He will also give the minister the power to decide which digital platforms are covered by the Act. The Act party leader David Seymour invoked the agree-to-disagree provision in its coalition agreement, saying the bill was a SOP which fails to solve the fundamental challenge facing traditional media that people don't want the product on offer. That means the government will need the support of other parties for the bill to pass. Labour's former Communications Minister Willie Jackson says Labour supports the intent of the bill and will look closely at the amendments. He says the government has seen sense by progressing with legislation to make the media landscape fairer for news companies operating online. On other news, Kirikiriroa charity working with Kaumatua says many are still doing it tough despite the increase in national superannuation in April. Rauawawa Chief Executive Rangimahura Reedy says if people own their own home, the benefit of $27,000 a year for a single person and $40,000 for a couple may just be enough, but they are in severe trouble if they rent. The level of support from whānau can be critical.
Within our whānau, there's a whole lot of different dynamics that come into play, whether that be justice issues, whether that be drugs, whether that be pūtea. There's a whole heap of things that impact on our younger whānau members that make them incapable and unable to look after our older people well.
Also, Te Māngai Pāho Chief Executive Larry Parr says the value of iwi radio is still under-recognised. The Māori Broadcast Funding Agency is marking years since it was formed to implement the Crown's response to Māori broadcasting claims. While the former film and television producer has a keen interest in the television side of the operation, he says there's a lot to celebrate on the radio side. Mr Parr says there's a lot to celebrate, especially the way stations have remained connected to their communities.
It gave communities a platform to engage, and it gave communities a platform to have their voice heard.
And finally, for the second year in a row, Aroha Te Aroha and 111 named Ariki or Te Ariki in the year to June 30. Other popular names for boys include Weremu, Rawiri, Mikaere and Nico, while Amaya, Maya, Mikaere and Moana were runners-up on the girls' list. And that's your Wātea News.